Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Well, welcome back. Coach John Quintero with you to 11 o'clock. And boy, that first hour was absolutely fantastic. And you talk about kicking off the second hour. This guy, of all the guys, and I follow, I don't know how many hundreds of people I follow on Twitter. I love this guy. This guy works about 12 days a week. Every week, he's at every event. He's got contacts at every event known to mankind. And great to have him on the program tonight. Longtime writer in Southern California, does a marvelous job for the LA Times. And that is one Eric Sonheimer joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for staying up late. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm going to be heading to San Diego tomorrow to watch the Narbonne Cathedral Catholic game, so please, no traffic for me.
Yeah, well, you better get on the road early, Eric, okay?
I will.
I know the LA Times got a big budget. I'm sure they're putting you up at a nice hotel tomorrow night as well, right?
Yeah, right. Not quite, but who knows, depending how late the game ends.
Hey, let me ask you, how many years have you been writing? 40 years in Southern California?
It's getting up there since 1976 when John Elway was at Granada Hills High, so that's a long time.
With the great Jack Neumeyer as the head coach.
Exactly. So that's when they were really throwing the ball before anybody else was.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to coach with Coach Neumeyer when we had John Lynch at Torrey Pines. Jack was a marvelous man.
Oh, tremendous. Really ahead of his time and great person.
Hey, Eric, let's talk a little bit about how you guys cover prep sports. Then I want to get into the different games, and you can kind of give me the info on the teams that San Diego teams are playing. I mean, how do you guys go about covering sports? I mean, there's so many teams in the Southern section, the LA City, and you're really the guy, and it seems like I mentioned, you're all over the place.
Well, it is difficult because I am primarily the only person, and it's my job to try and find the best games, the most interesting games, and present a story that is going to involve not just the individual teams but all of Southern California. So I look for trend stories, people are following who might be a really good college player down the road, and so I try to see some city games and also the Southern section obviously a lot. But I try not to go to see the same teams every week, even though the Trinity League is so good. You can't just go see St. John Bosco and Mater Dei every week. And it would be boring for me. It's the reason why I've covered high school sports for so long. I would not be interested in covering LeBron James 82 games a year and just writing stories about that, even though he's a great player. I enjoy the different levels and trying to find the athletes who are going to be the stars of the future.
Eric Sonheimer from the LA Times joining us on 97.3 The Fan. You mentioned St. John Bosco and Mater Dei. What were your thoughts on that game last week?
I was very surprised. I didn't think a team could dominate on offense as far as the clock as Mater Dei did, and that's why they won the game. I mean, St. John Bosco had 15 plays in the entire first half. I was just waiting for St. John Bosco to take the lead in the second half, and it never happened. And you got to give credit to the game plan that Modern Day put together. And then the mistakes that St. John Bosco made. They had about six penalties that really wiped out opportunities on both offense and defense and kept Modern Day on the field. So their execution was very good, and they deserve to win.
Hey, Eric, could you kind of let us in on the state of L.A. City football? I mean, I remember growing up, you know, obviously in the 70s, and, you know, I hear about Banning High School and Carson and Dorsey and obviously Crenshaw. What's the state of L.A. City football these days?
I really don't think it's very strong this year, but that doesn't mean they won't do well in the bowl games. Narbonne has really just taken charge. They won five straight championships, and now it's the open division. They have maybe a dozen college prospects. What's happened is a lot of the private schools have taken away players from the city section, so you have very few. So you have the haves and have-nots, and right now Narbonne is so far above everyone else. They won three playoff games with running clock, and now they have to suddenly get better really quick because they really haven't faced anybody very good in weeks. And so that's going to be the challenge when they face Cathedral Catholic, is to raise the level of the game really quickly. None of their players have really played four quarters for weeks, and so that's a challenge. And I'm a little concerned about the city. You know, they're going to probably go on strike. The teachers in January, the coaches are really not involved in any of this, and they get paid poorly, and they're just doing this the best they can. And I really have a lot of sympathy for them and the challenges that they face, and they're doing the best job they can.
We're actually carrying the game tomorrow night on 97.3 The Fan. It's the Division I AA Southern California Regional Football Championship. It'll be Harbor City Narbonne 10-3 taking on Cathedral Catholic 11-1. We'll have the pregame show at 7:30 will be kickoff. What can you tell us about maybe a couple of the key individuals on this Narbonne squad?
Well, they haven't lost with Jake Garcia at quarterback. He's a sophomore. He had to sit out the first part of the season because he transferred from Long Beach Poly. They were having trouble throwing the ball, even though they're the backup quarterback. He's also a sophomore, and he's got a college scholarship. But Garcia is really an outstanding player and should be one of the better ones, and that's helped their offense a lot. Jordan Berry's their best player. He's a junior lineman, linebacker, just came over from Grace Brethren. A really good player. They have a lot of skill position players. I think they're going to try to run the ball on Cathedral Catholic and then pass if they have to. But they're going to have to stop, obviously, the really good running back for Cathedral Catholic.
Yeah, Big Sean Poma's had a great year, no question about it. Eric, let's jump around and just kind of give me a little thumbnail on we got in Division II AA, St. Augustine from down here going to travel up to Cal Lutheran tomorrow night and take on Simi Valley's Grace Brethren. And I was looking at Grace Brethren's record. They played some pretty tough customers, and it looks like they got a big time back on that squad.
Right. I really like Grace Brethren, the way they developed. As you pointed out, they played a great schedule, and they've just been getting better and better. They have some outstanding young players. Their quarterback, Mikey Zelli, is a sophomore who can run and pass. Their running back, Diggs, has done a great job. He's nearing 2,000 yards. But they have some big linemen and some really a couple players who committed to USC. So I really think this is a tough game for St. Augustine on the road to beat them.
Division III AA tomorrow night. You got Lincoln going up to Culver City. Culver City 12-2 on the year. Have you had a chance to see them this year?
I saw them last year. Most of these players are back. They really rely on the pass. They got their quarterback is only a sophomore, and he's coming in on the school record for touchdowns in the season. I believe he's got 54, and they're receiver Kevin McGuire has a scholarship offer to Idaho where he's committed. They're a big play team. This will be a really fun game, a lot of offense going on.
And one of the other games down here on Saturday night is the Division 6-8 game team from L.A. City. L.A. Lock 10-4 taking on Orange Glen. And, boy, I've been hearing about Lock for a lot of years in a lot of different sports.
Right. It's a great story for them. They couldn't even finish their football season in 15 and 16. They didn't have enough players. Their coach, Michael Kleitz, is a graduate. He's only 32. He's in his second year. Really did a great job of getting players eligible in the academically. And Locke has always had talented players going back to Darian Hagan and several others. And so they're an athletic team. And they have a shot to win that game, but Orange Glen also, you got to credit them. They had a losing record last year, I understand. And so it's a good feel-good story for both teams.
Yeah, Orange Glen was 1-9 a year ago, 9-3 this year, doing a heck of a job. We're joined by Eric Sonheimer from the LA Times. He's going to make the trip down tomorrow night. He'll be at Manchester Stadium to watch the game between Narbonne and Cathedral Catholic. You saw these guys a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Right. I remember Poma. They couldn't tackle him in 2016. And last year, I guess he was hurt a little bit. So, yeah, that's going to be the challenge for Narbonne, is to try to tackle him well. And that was an exciting game. And I know Narbonne's coach, Manny Douglas, used to run the wing tee. So he's very familiar with it. But he abandoned it years ago. And so he needs to get his knowledge back to try and stop. And I think Cathedral Catholic, I saw them this summer in the Edison tournament. They were down here for a passing league, and I was impressed for a wing T team the way that they were able to pass the ball.
Hey, Eric, let me ask you this. And I had some coaches in tonight, and I've asked coaches all year on this show. I want to get your thoughts. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. You've been around football and sports in general forever. The early start time this year, you know, playing games in the middle of August, and, you know, not a lot of downtime for the athletes in the summer because they go through passing league, then they have a week or two off, and then boom, they're right into practice. Next thing you know, they're playing real football games in the middle of August. How did it work up in the southern section and in the LA city this year, you think?
I don't think it worked very well, but people don't have a choice. They had to do it. They moved everything up. And in fact, it's really wasted because of the fires. Everything is being pushed back because of that.
Right.
But a lot of teams did not have enough players coming out that early. They had to forfeit some of their JV team games. I'm hoping that next year, that because of this one-year experience, that everybody will be better adjusted to it. But there are some problems with it. However, they're not going to move it back as far as I can see. So everybody's just going to have to adjust this and try to figure out creative ways to be better prepared early in the season.
Now, this question may be better suited for talking about LA City football, because I think wherever you are now, I think people are always concerned about City. I mean, we were concerned about San Diego City football, and this year
right.
We kind of had a resurgence, and a lot of the old teams of yesteryear, Kearney and San Diego High and Morris and Lincoln, they had really, really good years. And I think all of us down here, no matter where part of the county you're from, you're excited about it. And, you know, LA City has struggled for a long time in football and in sports in general, and you talked about the teachers and not getting paid and all the things that they're going through that we see on the news every night. How about as far as numbers for the kids in the LA City? Do they still have, you know, JV football, most of these teams? What's it like?
Yeah, some leagues have dropped it all. But you have, again, it's the haves and have-nots. Narbonne is certainly overwhelmed. They have a large number of kids out for JVs and the varsity. And then you have a drop-off, and it's down to getting coaches who can be full-time teachers, and that's another challenge. There aren't really teaching positions open to go with these coaching positions. Taft, amazing. They've been one of the best schools in producing NFL athletes in recent years, from Steve Smith to several others, and they went 0-10 this year because they basically have had six coaches in 4 years, all of them walk-ons. Now they're going back to the old way. They hired a former coach who used to coach with Troy Starr, who left Taft for San Diego. He's a teacher on campus, so they're going to try and rebuild that way. So those are the challenges they face. I still think if you have an energetic, dedicated coach, that they can build a strong program, but they need stability at that particular program. And basketball-wise, the city section has great teams this year. There's like eight teams that are going to be competing for big things, and I think one of the city teams should at least win a state title this year.
That'd be great. Well, hey, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. I really appreciate you coming on. I was really excited when Braden texted me and said, hey, Eric Sonheimer's coming on. That put a smile on my face. And I got to tell you, like I said when we brought you on tonight, I really mean this. Of all the people that I follow on Twitter, and there's several, I love your tweets. You really keep me and all of us great high school fans up to speed on what's going on up in L.A. City in the southern section. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you for those kind words, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you.
You be safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
There you go. Eric Sonheimer, a man, like I mentioned, he works about 12 days a week. It's amazing the information. Not only does he have in the paper, but, I mean, nightly. I mean, whether it's a basketball tournament or something going on sports-wise related, I mean, he'll jump in on LeBron James and he'll throw in something in on USC, UCLA, but a good man and a guy that really does care about young student-athletes.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.